I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. Since 1988, December 1st has been recognized as World AIDS Day, a time to bring awareness to the disease. More than 36 million people worldwide live with HIV. In Atlanta, health professionals say infection rates are worse than some third-world countries. According to data from 2015, at least 30,000 people in the metro area live with HIV. Nicole Roebuck is the director of AIDS Atlanta.
There is, of course, an attractiveness about Atlanta. It's diversity, it's inclusion, you know, of the LGBT community. But on the other end, you need the capacity and the resources to serve those people. The resources here are lacking, period.
In 2015, 373 people in Atlanta died of HIV. There will be tailgating and traffic as 75,000 people are expected inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the SEC Championship game tomorrow night in Atlanta. UGA and Auburn will meet for the second time this season. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
Tomorrow's game between the Bulldogs and the Tigers holds a number of implications. Not only will a new conference champion be crowned, but the winner of the game will likely qualify for the college football playoff. A group of former players, coaches, and executives known as the Selection Committee will choose the four playoff teams on Sunday. Auburn defeated Georgia soundly in their regular season matchup last month. But tomorrow, Georgia will be playing in-state at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in downtown Atlanta. If UGA comes out on top, it would give them a chance at their first national title since 1980. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant in Atlanta.
U.S. Senator Kamala Harris of California will join Atlanta mayoral candidate Keisha Lance Bottoms at an event this weekend. Bottoms posted on Twitter that Harris will attend the Get Out the Vote rally on Sunday in Atlanta. In Tuesday's runoff election, Bottoms faces fellow city councilwoman Mary Norwood. The winner will be the first female mayor of Atlanta since 2010, when Shirley Franklin left office. If Norwood were to win, she would be the city's first white mayor in 44 years. Georgia lawmakers are considering replacements for the state's touchscreen voting machines that were adopted statewide 15 years ago. The machines have been criticized because they don't produce a paper trail. Yesterday, the State House Science and Technology Committee heard from representatives of three different voting technology companies. State Representative Ed Seltzer, who chairs the bipartisan panel, says the first step is to understand what technology is available so the state can then choose a system that'll make elections as credible and secure as they need to be. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.